Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsy-Guy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit organization, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring Second Harvest Food Bank, which distributes food throughout East Central Indiana with the goal of alleviating hunger in our community.
Well, my name is Tim Keene, and I'm the president and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank.
I'm Judy Egbert, and I am a social worker in the macro field, helping communities and organizations to improve. And I work at Second Harvest Food Bank with a senior program that offers supplemental foods for them to have a healthier life.
Well, Second Harvest is a regional warehouse distribution center, and we are part of a national network with Feeding America. In that organization, we're responsible for 8 counties in East Central Indiana. And our basic mission is to bring in donated food from all over our region and also all over the country and redistribute that food to hungry people in the 8 counties that we serve. There's a number of ways to get involved. You can always volunteer, and we have a huge need for volunteers. We have programs in all 8 counties that require volunteers on site when we do these food distributions out of the back of our semi, called the tailgate program. We also have a huge need for volunteers in our warehouse on an ongoing basis. We have a lot of food that comes in bulk containers.
There's always something to do, and there's always an inclusive feeling of whether it's working with fellow volunteers and we get to talking with each other and just sharing. And I love learning about what else is going on in the community and about their lives and such. But the staff, too, is just really very welcoming and inclusive. It's a good environment in which to work.
By the way, for every dollar that is donated to us, we're able to turn that into 6 pounds of food because we deal primarily in donated food. And you can always work with us to help share our message. If you would like to be more on the public end of things, we love to have people come and partner with us to be able to be present in different meetings.
I've always felt like, as a citizen of the community, I have not only responsibility, but just a keen interest in helping it be a better community. Sort of that selfish, because it means I live in a better community. But I enjoy seeing other people's lives and the conditions in the community be better. And addressing hunger is a darn good way to do that.
Folks can come to Second Harvest to the warehouse Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, any day. We also have Saturdays, one Saturday a month. The first Saturday of every month is set aside for groups that want to volunteer on a Saturday as well.
Look at what you're doing with your life. Think about the possibilities of how rewarding it could be. You don't know, but it could be in terms of working with other people and making a difference. You can actually see a concrete difference that you're making, and I think that really helps people.
You'll hear more about Second Harvest Food Bank all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsy-Guy and produced by Sean Ashcraft. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible by the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.